then, help me here with the year you were fired.
83.
All right. Your overall career then with Kansas would have been how many conference championships?
In the 19 years as head coach, we won 15 either regular season or tournament championships and made it to the Final Four twice.
But then the team underperformed last few years as head coach.
The worst thing you can do in recruiting is to finish second. It's like a poker game. You're better off in poker if you either win it or get out early. But when you finish second, you commit all your time and resources and so forth. And we went after some high-profile basketball players and didn't get them. We suffered greatly for that. But then in 1982, we had the best recruiting year that we'd had in years. So my last year there, we had a great freshman group. And toward the end of the season, we were really good. And I was redshirting 7-foot Greg Dreiling out of Wichita. So we had the nucleus of a really good team, but they made a decision they wanted to change. So they did.
That was a new athletic director who came in.
Yeah.
Bonte Johnson.
Uh-huh.
That had to be tough for you.
Yeah, I was 23 years of my life I'd been there.
Did it come out of the cold blue, or did you think maybe something would
happen? I think when he came in, he felt he had a mandate change. He fired Don Fambro, the longtime football coach, and I just think that he wanted change. It was a perfect time to make a change because everybody knew we had a great young team. We were going to be good in the next few years. So it was heartbreaking to me not to be able to restore us to what we had been before.
Who replaced you?
Larry Brown came in. Roy Williams followed him, and then today Bill Self.
Right. Could you go back to games after you were fired?
I went once, and my heart wasn't, I just couldn't handle it. So I didn't go back for 10 years. And then I went back to a reunion when Roy Williams was coach. He started having reunions every 5 years. When they introduced me on the court, the crowd gave me, I don't know how many minutes, standing ovation.
Hmm.
And it touched my heart.
It touches your heart today,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It does. In fact, two of my kids were sitting there, and one of them said, "This is the greatest day of my life."
That's nice that they had that appreciation for you.
Yeah, and they still do.
That was 10 years later.
Yeah, 10 years later.
So when you go back up there now?
When I go back now, it's incredible. They give me the wonderful ovations. In 23 years, you fall in love with the place. In fact, I'm very fortunate. I have two universities I love. The University of Oklahoma gave me opportunities that I never imagined. And the University of Kansas was incredible. The only problem I have is when the two of them play each other.
How did it come so that it was resolved in your mind so that you weren't as emotional about it? Just time did it, or was there a way that you actually manipulated that feeling?
I think time more than anything. I know my wife and I talked about it. She knew how close we were to restoring it back because she'd been involved.
In her name?
Michelle. She knew how close we were to getting it back into being a championship program again and how hard we'd work to do that. And then to be stripped of an opportunity to do that was really difficult to handle. But I reminded her, you go through hurt, disappointment. If you're not careful, bitterness. So I told her one day, I said, you know, we have a lot of friends here at the University of Kansas that we've made over the years. And they really like us, but they love the University of Kansas. So let's don't make them make a choice. We decided, accept it, go on, don't lose those friendships.
Because you were still loved by the fans and faculty and all that.
Yeah.
The team then, after you were fired and they went on to the next year or two, how did they perform?
Very well. The next year, they won the Big Eight Conference Tournament. And then the next year, they made it to the Final Four.
And that was under Larry Brown.
Yeah. And they made the Final Four. Three of those starters in the Final Four team were my players.
Could you embrace, or did that hurt?
It hurt.
Right.
It hurt, but I was happy for the guys.
Yeah. Well, anybody listening to this can sympathize with you, but knowing that you came out of it and you became successful.
Well, you know, I attribute a lot of that to my dad. You know, when my dad's crops blew out, he didn't whimper, didn't whine. He just, let's go replant, boys. But he set an example for resilience that's been good for me, that when things happen, and quite frankly, John, my faith is what gets me through.
Yeah.
I do believe there's a purpose in this life, and we don't understand it sometimes. It gets pretty complicated, but...
Are you able to look back and say, if that firing hadn't happened, then this way wouldn't have happened? Because there's always something coming out of a firing that's good.
That's right. I look and say, you know, there are people that I've met that really mean so much to me that I never would have known.
You took a job at a securities brokerage firm in Kansas City. You did commentating for the Shockers telecasts.
Right.